Okay, we'll begin with Tuvia's question. Tuvia asked, after we went through the sugya of Ulav, and we saw Machlokas Rishonim in terms of how to learn the sugya. Do we learn the sugya that at the end, what's the bottom line? Does Ulav have Kedusha Shvius, or does it not have Kedusha Shvius? So the sefer that I would like to use as the sort of Ma'asef L'Kol HaMachanos is Dafka, a sefer that was printed Berach at the time of Kuma Medina by Rav Tikashinsky. Rav Tikashinsky is usually known that the Ruach Eretz Yisrael is the Ruach of Rav Tikashinsky. Rav Tikashinsky, in other words, was part of the world of Rav Shmuel Misalant in the old city of Yerushalayim before Melchemet HaShichur. And even though there are books that are very thick volumes on Shemitah, Rav Rimon has a wonderful sefer on Shemitah, where he points out that almost every issue is a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Rav Kook. But sometimes Rav Kook is Mekel and the Chazon Ish is Machmir, and sometimes the Chazon Ish is Machmir, Rav Kook is Mekel. But I think that when one looks for Halacha Lemaisa, Rav Tikashinsky has this small sefer, a very thin sefer called Sefer HaShemitah, which basically gives us a sense of how people were Noeg in Eretz Yisrael. It's like the difference between learning a Mishneh Berurah as opposed to learning an Orach HaShulchan or a Kaf HaChaim. The Orach HaShulchan and Kaf HaChaim presents to you all the options of how one could theoretically paskin. The Orach HaShulchan gives his own derech of how he feels one should paskin, but the Mishneh Berurah tells us how people paskined. Namely, if you look at the haskamos to the first volume of Mishneh Berurah, how do you get haskamos? People said, "This is what we do. this is what Eastern European Jewry does." And the Mishneh Berurah codified it. This is what we do. And if he found an issue with things that were done, the halacha appeared to be differently. So we'll have a long bir halacha to try and explain why, you know, what people do is right. It's rather than saying, well, everything people do is wrong. So in that respect also, sort of Tikashinsky simply says, this is the way that Shemitah has been performed in Eretz Yisrael, you know, like for the last 500 years or something like that. You know? So on the issue of Arab Aminim, this is from the Sefer HaShemitah. It's downstairs on the shelf. I just forgot to bring it upstairs. It's pages Lamed Gimel to Lamed Dalet. I'm sorry, it's on the back of the back. It's on the second side of the Mar Makomo sheet. So the Sif in the book itself, Sif Vav, dealing with Kedusha Shvius, points out that Tzmachim Hanita'im leMitzvah Kegon Lulav Hadas Arava Ein Lehem Kedusha Shvius. That you might have thought, you have to have a mina, the fact that you're being nehene from the mitzvah, that's, you know, hano aso biro shava, mitzvahs lavli hanos nitnu, ein hano as hamitzvah chashiva kitzor chechem. That's not one of the means of use that would give something kedusha shvius. V'chein hu barambam, in the footnote 11, that we saw mimas nisen de sukkah daf rametes alkechu lov mechavero, that we paskin that that one is mavliya, the demei esrog in the other minim. So the other minim have no kedusha shviyas. V'kach klas of gam perish hamishnayis, as we saw, ube perish harav mibar tenura sham. V'rabim heiru al psak haramba mimasha amru b'gemara. The masnis and halkeach lulav, myri belulav bar shishis. It's talking about a lulav from the sixth year. The chanata was in the sixth year. Avol bishel shviyis. It's masha from the sugya. Yeshel kedusha shviyis. Ukamoshe kasav Rashi. Vehu omed lechabid bo habayis hanasu biroshava. That the use, the classic use of the lulav, is no different than the classic use of food. This is eating is hanasu biroshava. Lighting a candle is hanasu biroshava. And the lulav is used for a broom, which is a nasa biroshava. Umatzano shiniskasha baze gamma kapos tamarim in his perush on the Gemara, the gamra bikiva eger, as I pointed out to you, in his perush on the Mishnayis. So Rabbi Akiva Eger simply leaves the Rambam be tzarech iyun. So in Rav Riman Sefer, he says Rabbi Akiva Eiger disagrees with the Rambam. I don't think Rabbi Akiva Eiger disagrees with the Rambam. He just felt the Rambam was Tarachiyun. However, the Kapos Tmarim answered, as we met, answered in Shir, Das the Rambam who, Dulfi HaMaskana, the Parach Sham, Ha'ika Eitzim de Mashchan, Hana'asim Biran Shaveh, and Rava says, Stam Eitzim L'Hasaka, Haim Omdim. Namely, we say that even if we're going to find an Eitz, which has the use, which is Hana'aso Biroshava, it'll be batel to Stam Eitzim, which are Hasaka. So, Hu Hadin, in terms of a Lulav, Yesh Ochiach, Afilu Davish Yesh Moshimosh, Shana'aso Biroshava, Mikomakom, in Bistamahu Omed Ledover, Shana'aso Achabiuru, Hainu Hasaka, Ein Bo Kedusha Shvias, Hu Hadinami Gabi Anfi Lulav, after Evshar, Gam Lachabed, Behemes Abayas, Mikavan Shikol Bistamah, Hem Lahasaka, Ein Behem Kedusha Shvias. Namely, that one could very well say that the maskon of the Gemara is Choserbo. The problem is, Akate Ktsas Kasha, not a Tzarachim like Rabbi Kiveger, but a Ktsas Kasha, Miloshon HaGemara, Lo Mashma Dohodarbe. In other words, it's that we have to read it into the Gemara. To Lo Amar Elo Amar Rava. You know, it's usually the Gemara gives us directions with words. Whether we're dealing with a havamina, with a maskana, with a change of assumptions, and that's missing. However, what Rav Tikhashinsky does over here is point out that we were lax in terms of our preparation, because we should have looked at the parallel sugi in the Yerushalmi, which we did not do, because it's very well known that the Rambam many times. In addition to taking into account the Bavli, he also takes into account the Yerushalmi. And I think I mentioned to you that they found a manual. We know the Rambam had written a Hilchos Yerushalmi, namely the same way that the... Thank you very much. That just as the... Rush... had written a summary of Halach Lamaisa and Bavli, there didn't exist such a book on the Yerushalmi, so the Rambam wrote one. Or if you want, just as the Rif had summarized the Bavli, the Rambam had summarized the Yerushalmi, and in the Geniza they found sections of the Hilchos Yerushalmi of the Rambam. Not on Sukkah, unfortunately, but on Ksuvus, a little bit on Shabbos. It was put out by Shaul Lieberman. In any case, the parallel Yerushalmi, Achem be Yerushalmi, Lesa Bichlal Hai Sugya, Demari Belulav Bar Shishis. Namely, the whole issue of our Gemara, since when does Lulav not have Kedushas Shvias? You know, certainly a Lulav has Kedushas Shvias, and we must be dealing with a Lulav of the sixth year. All of that is missing in the Yerushalmi. V'nira Sham Daf Lulav Shal Shvias, Ein Bo Kedushas Shvias, Mei Hai Taima, the Mistama Eino Omed L'Chabed Habayis. Namely, this concept over here that Lulavim were basically meant as brooms, it could be that in certain societies that's true, but not necessarily in every society. So I just put as a note on the bottom that if one looks at the Mincha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they put together posthumously his Psakim. So in Chelek Aleph, in Simon Nun Aleph, he has 23 psakim in terms of Shemitah. So the 23rd psak, the last one, deals with this issue of lulav, and he says over there that it's clear that there's no Kedusha Shvius in lulav. That was the minhag in Eretz Yisrael for generations. And he points out, Kevan Shalom Ishtamshim B'lulavim Avorti Tu HaRitzvah. That's not what people use. In other words, people use straw. We have straw brooms. And then, of course, nowadays everything is synthetic. But when they had natural brooms, it was straw. It wasn't palm fronds. And so simply the whole working assumption of Rashi, that a lulav is hanasu b'yerushava because of the broom, that was not, it's missing from the Yerushalmi. And Hu Hadin, it's not the mitzius in the societies in which we live. And then he points out, just skip to the next paragraph, u'mehai taima, Gam Hadas. In other words, so one could ask, okay, an Arava is like pure wood, right? Stam Eitzim Lasok Emondim. But a Hadas, L'chor, isn't a Hadas, doesn't have a beautiful fragrance, right? Sometimes people use it for Besamim, And so maybe we should view that as Hana'asa Ubiuro Shava. V'yesh min shtamshin berecho, kevan shekol b'stama, harehu nata rak l'shei mitzvah, harehu ke'etz. The people cultivate hadasim for arba minim. They don't cultivate hadasim to use as for reyach. There are other spices that are much more pungent than hadasim. That we use cinnamon and what is the one we usually use? The zangabil. What is it called in English? The
garlic.
What?
Garlic.
No, the ones that everyone hands out, the little pieces of spices. I'm not talking. There's this bottle of spice. Everyone.
Yeah.
What is it called? I'm sorry. In Hebrew, it's called zangavil. I don't remember what it's called in English. And therefore, you go after the main usage. And therefore, and since it's basically used for the mitzvah, mitzvah slavehanos nitnu, and the Torah calls it anaf eitz avot, it's an eitz, ein bo kedusha shvius. V'chein rinu b'sefer tzitz hakodesh, b'shem hagon hamaril diskin. Namely, this is the way that people have the noheg, that people would buy the esrog Bahavla, not from the luluf, they would buy the esrog Bahavla from the hadas. Kiel machir hadas lo chala kedusha shvius. Okay, so in any case, so we paskin over here, even though again in Rav Rimon Sefer Hosei it's machukas Rav Kukin and the Chazon Ish, how we paskin, and it's lemaisa the world paskins like the Rambam that none of the arba and there are three out of four arba minim do not have kedusha shvius. Neither the arava nor the hadas nor the luluf has kedusha shvius. The esrog has, and we saw in the Gemara that in this respect we go after Shas Halakita, that the year that the esrog is picked in Shnas Hashmita, that year the esrog has Kedusha Shvius and has to be purchased b'havla'a, or what we didn't discuss havla'a, we discussed matana. What we didn't discuss was the world of Otzer Bezdim, but that would take us very, very far afield, so that we'll leave off. Okay, that adkan, old business. Now let's move over to new business. New business is that we have over here a sugya on the Mem Amad Beis through Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, a sugya in terms of Dmei Shvius. How does one create Dmei Shvius? And within the middle, and the sugya has components we'll talk about in a moment. And in the middle of the sugya segues into the world of Meiser Sheni, where we also have a concept of Pidyon, Chilul, etc. And the Rishonim deal with both of these issues. The Rishonim much more deal with the issue of Meiser Sheni than they happen to deal with the issue of Shvius, because Shvius is more a question of everything is pretty much in the Gemara. The question is, what are the svaros of the various stages in the Gemara? Okay, so first the Gemara brings in a machlokas, Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan. How does one create Dmei Shvius? We pointed out you're not allowed to give Dmei Shvius to an Am Haaretz. Where did Dmei Shvius come from? So Amar Rav Elazar, ain't Shvius mechaleles Ella derech mekach, that the meshvias are created by a sale. That when the mocher is selling something that has kedusha shvias, and we pointed out that sales are basically permitted if they are retail, small amounts for purposes of consumption, as opposed to wholesale. That the money that one receives for the peiro shvias is going to be nitfas in kedusha shvius, and that's the only way of creating kedusha shvius. Mashen ken Rav Yochanan Omar bein derech mekach v'bein derech chilul. And the Gemara explains that Rav Elazar is exeras hakasuv of esmichus parshios of v'chisim karu to the world of shmita. Mashen ken Rav Yochanan is built on a comparison to the world of hektish. Just as Hekdesh, we can create Kedusha on money, either via Mekach or via Chilul, Hu Hadin, in the world of Shemitah. Right? That's part A. Then the Gemara brings two two brisos, one of which backs up Rav Elazar and one of which backs up Rav Yochanan. The brisa that backs up Rav Yochanan dafko talks about Meiser Sheni, so we'll hold that aside. But the brisa that backs up Rav Elazar, toch kedei dibur, points out a very, very basic distinction between the world of Shvius and the world of Hekdesh. That in the world of Hekdesh, when there is a transfer of Kedusha, the Kedusha leaves the original object and now is moved totally over to the new object. Ma'ashein Kein and Shvius, the original Peros, always retain their Kedusha Shvius, and then it moves over to the last in the line. The Rishon and the Achron are going to have Kedusha Shvius, as opposed to Hekdesh, we're only going to have one thing with Kedusha, which is going to be the last on the line. Okay? And then, on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, once we have this concept of what we'll call pre-Rishon u-pre-Sheni, the original Peros will be called pre-Rishon, anything down the line, in terms of barter, will be called pre-Sheni. So Rav Ashi has a Havamina and a Maskana, where do we have the machlokas between Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan? Is there machlokas in the world of pre-Rishon? Whether the pre-Rishon lends itself only to Mekach or also to Chilul, but in pre-Sheni, everyone agrees that we have two tracks, or Pumfaker, that in pre-Rishon, everyone agrees only Derech Mekach. And the whole machlokas is in the world of pre-Sheni. Those are the stages of the Gemara. Namely, we have one stage where we have the machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar. Then the Gemara goes and distinguishes between halacha lemaisa, pre-Rishon, that always retains its kedusha, as opposed to pre-Sheni. And then the Gemara returns to Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan in terms of distinguishing where they're limiting their machlokas to either to pre-Rishon or to pre-Sheni. So the question is, where does one begin in terms of trying to build an understanding of what is going on? Again, everything is, there's almost nothing over here in the Rishonim relating to these three areas. Just little small nekudos. Didn't we see a world of chilul in a previous sugya? You know, where it's where if you forgot and you gave Dmei Shvius to an Amaretz, what do you do? So we said, oh, you're Machalal on it. Didn't we see the concept of Chilul Hakim Rav Elazar? So we said, that's a Knas Ba'alma. Okay, and we have small things. But basically, everything is in the Gemara, but really we don't have, it's hard to put one's hands on what's going on over here. So the question is where to begin. So in the Rishimos of Rav Reichman, the Rav began in the middle of the sugya and then worked back to the front and to the two bookends. So I'm not going to learn like the Rav. I mean, in terms of details, but I do think that the methodology is correct, namely to start with that which everyone agrees and then move over to that which they disagree. Okay, so where everyone agrees is that there is a difference between Hekdesh and Shvius. That in Hekdesh, when you have a world of Tfisas Damim, when you're moving the Kedusha to another object, in Hekdesh it leaves the first object. It's Yotzei Lechulin. Masha Einkein, in Shvius, everyone agrees that the first fruit remains B'Kedusha Shvius. That's a given by everyone. There's no Machlokas, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Elazar on that given. So let's start over there. What's the basic difference between Hekdesh and between Shvius? Why in the world of Hekdesh would we have the fact that the pre-Rishon when the moment we're moving Kedusha, it leaves the first object? In other words, it's Yotzei Lechulin. Masha'en Kein in Shvius, we don't say it's Yotzei Lechulin. How would you, or this I think that which the Rav wrote is 100%, so we'll start with what he says, but then we'll move off. How would you interpret, understand the difference between these two realms? Intuitively, yeah.
Like, you're the one who's designated, while she has this sort of, like, at times, you're not actively designated, it's like, at times.
Nachon, where does the Kedusha come from? Hekdesh, the Kedusha, stems from man. Man's, in other words, Hekdesh is what we call a Davar HaNadur. It's the world of Hafla'a. You're dealing with creating. You create a, you know, you can create a nazir. You can create a neder, a shvua. You create hekdesh by saying harei ze kadosh. This is man made. The Rav has a whole article on the fact that 99% of kedusha is man made. In other words, the only kedusha which is God made is Shabbos. Shabbos is God-made. Everything else, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim, is man-made. All Kedushas Zman, aside from Shabbos, is man-made. All Kedushas objects are man-made. There's nothing that God makes Kodesh. Man makes Kodesh. In other words, that Avraham Avinu was Mekadesh Har HaMoriah with the Akedah, and Har Sinai has no Kedusha, because it wasn't made by man. In other words, that God came down. God doesn't create Kedusha other than in terms of Shabbos. God created Kedusha in this world. But so Hekdesh is man-made. And so HaPesha Asar Hu HaPesha Hitir. Namely, the same Hekdesh that was put on the object, now, via Pidyon, you're transferring that Hekdesh to another object. It's a Zeh Tachaseh. In other words, that you are taking that which you or someone else, that which a human being put on object A, and you're moving it to object B. Masha'en ken Shemitah, that's Afkasa de Malka. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Shemitah. The Kedusha of Shemitah is min HaShemayim. It's me'eleha. And so who are you, man, to take the Kedusha off of that which grew? What you can do is what we call Tfisas Damin. Namely, you can expand the Kedusha from the original object to a second object. You have that ability of expanding it, but you don't necessarily have the ability of the possibility of transferring it so that the original object remains kedushaless. The original object goes back to chulin. So now, let's try and... Okay, so that's a given. So now we understand the middle part. Why there's a basic difference. So taking this basic difference and now applying it to... Let's start off the easy one, with the maskana of Rav Ashi. What's the maskana of Rav Ashi? That we have machlokes in terms of pre-Rishon. The Machlokes Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan is in terms of pre-Rishon. But pre-Sheni, everyone agrees, Bein Derech Mekach u Bein Derech Chilul. So what's the basic difference in the world of Shvius between pre-Rishon and pre-Sheni? Working off of what we just said.
In which world did you ask?
In Shemitah. What's the basic difference between pre-Rishon and pre-Sheni? We pointed out that that pre-Rishon, that is the unique part of Shemitah. Pre-Rishon is that which is min HaShemayim, but pre-Sheni is what a human being did. So therefore, so in pre-Rishon, we're going to see in a moment, we'll have Machlokas. But pre-Sheni, it's like Hekdesh. Everyone agrees that in Hekdesh, we have two tracks. Everyone agrees that Hekdesh, you can transfer the Kedusha either via Mekach or via Chilul. And so pre-Sheni of Shemitah is Hekdesh. It's exactly parallel. And so there everyone agrees that we can use Hekdesh as our model. If in Hekdesh we have two tracks, then everyone agrees that in pre-Sheni we can have two tracks. Okay? But the Machlokes is in pre-Rishon. The Machlokes is in pre-Rishon. I'm sorry, slowly. I'm sorry. No, I got it backwards. Just what's... No. No, it's not going to work this way. Okay, let's take set. Okay, erase everything you wrote. Erase it from your minds. I'm sorry, I switched tracks in the middle. Okay, we're starting off with our basic assumption. We're starting off with a basic assumption that there's a difference between Hekdesh and Shvius. The pre-Rishon of Shvius is min hashamayim. Masha'en came, the pre-Rishon of Hekdesh is b'yidei Adam. Therefore, we pointed out that in Shvius, the pre-Rishon is always going to retain its Kedusha. In Hekdesh, it's going to move. Okay. That's a given. So now, let's ask ourselves, how do I move? How do I move the Kedusha in a pre-Rishon, and how do I move the Kedusha in a pre-Sheni? Everyone agrees the original Kedusha remains by Shvius. And the question is over here, what means do I have to expand this Kedusha, to move it as well to a second fruit? So here, according to the Maskana of Rav Ashi, in pre-Rishon, everyone agrees it's only Derech Mekach. And the Machlokes is in terms of pre-Sheni. What does Derech Mekach mean? How does the Kedusha move?
Tfisas Damim.
What does that mean to speak about Tfisas Damim? How does the Mekach get off the ground?
Meaning because the money, because we say that in general, like, you're not really supposed to, I guess, like, be trading with Shvius. You're not really supposed to be selling Shvius. So the way that we'll let you do it is that the money will now also take on a status of Kedusha.
And we said, we pointed out that one is allowed, right, to sell small amounts of Shvius, even though they have Kedusha Shvius. A sale is basically a change in ownership. Something had been mine, and I transferred the ownership to someone else. That's, in other words, that's a world of Choshen Mishpat. We have this world of Choshen Mishpat that the Torah allows in the world of Shvius as well. So we have already a change in Chalos of Bailus. We have already that which had belonged to Reuven now is going to belong to Shimon. So we say once we have a Chalos which is meaningful in the world of Choshen Mishpat, so then it can be accompanied by a transfer of Kedusha. Namely, we have what to link into. In Mekach, we have what to link into. And so, to be Mechalel Shvius, to say we want to be Podesh Shvius, that doesn't get off the ground. It's not ours. We didn't create it that we can be Podesh it. Hekdesh lends itself both to Mekach and to Pidyon. But Shvius, how can you be Podesh Shvius? You didn't make it. There's no HaPesha Us or HaPesha Hit here. There's, in other words, it's not yours. God made the Kedusha. So how do you come along and say, I want to be Podesh the Kedusha? What you can do is a man-made act. A man-made act is Choshen Mishpat. You can transfer Bailus. Once you're transferring Bailus, once we have that which works within the realm of man, then we say that the Kedusha will accompany it. We have this concept of Tfisas Damim. So in the world of pre-Rishon, everyone agrees that the only track that we have is one of Mekach, because that's the only place that we have a point of intersection with the Peros Shvius. We can't be poted the Kedusha, because it's not ours, but we can transfer the Bailus. That's a human act. right? Human beings from the time of Avram Avinu transferred Bailus, Avram Avinu bought the Marat HaMachpelah. Had the Marat HaMachpelah been Kodesh, so then the money would have become Kodesh as well. Once we have a change in Bailus, so then the status of the of that which is being sold can apply to the money as well. Then we have what to be tola it on. But stam, to go ahead and say, I want to be Podek Kedusha, ma pitom. I can't be Podek Kedusha. So now, let's move over to the pre-sheni. Now we have this pre-sheni. How does Rav Yochanan view this pre-sheni, and how does Rav Elazar view the pre-sheni? Again, here we have the machlokas, that according to Rav Elazar, I can only transfer Kedusha from the pre-sheni via Mekach. Mashen, according to Rav Yochanan, by the pre-sheni, here I already have two tracks. I can either do it via Mekach or via Chilul. How do you understand the machlokas?
In the original Mekach, they basically removed the Kedushas. Not really removed it, but somehow made it on
moved
level.
It, right? Yeah. Yes, and therefore, who are you explaining, Rav Elazar or Rav Yochanan?
Rav Yochanan would say that the original Mekach kind of like, I guess kind of like removed the Kedushas Shvias to a certain extent.
Change the nature.
Level, yeah.
In other words, the original Kedusha Shvius on the pre-Rishon, that I have no power over. But who put the Kedusha Shvius on the pre-Sheni?
You did.
Man. Ah, okay. Once we're dealing with a man-made Kedusha lends itself not only to another Mekach, a man-made Kedusha lends itself also to Pidya. This is already like Hekdesh. In other words, this is Rav Yochanan's in other words, that when we're dealing with the pre-Rishon, there, Rav Yochanan agrees with Rav Elazar, that you have Kedusha Shvius and Kitimkaru. Right? There we have a Gzeres HaKosev, we have a Smichus Parshios, that only via Mekach, which is in man's hand, can you move the Kedusha, can you expand the Kedusha from the original pre to the pre-Sheni. But once you already get to the pre-Sheni, we're dealing with that which was created by man. Man created it via the change in Bailus. Once man created it, so then this is similar to Hektesh. That's what Rav Yochanan says. That we had in Hektesh, we have two tracks. We have the track of Mekach. We also have a track of Pidyon, of Chilul. So also by pre-Sheni. What would Rav Elazar say?
No, that the Kedusha just moved.
We didn't create anything. We just expanded that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. We didn't create anything. You still can't do anything more than Mekach. You can keep expanding it. You can even now move it. But you have to have a man-made means of moving it, something that works in the realm of man. Only Mekach works in the realm of man, so Mekach can move the Kedusha from object B to object C, but you can't go beyond that. Okay, so we have over here two understandings of what exactly happened with this move, with this moving of Kedusha. Did the moving of Kedusha turn into a Kedusha of man? Just like man is a balabayas on the Baalus, man now became a balabayas on this Kedusha. No. In other words, the aspect of Choshen Mishpat, that was in the hands of man. But that which relates to Yoredeya, to the world of Yisra Veheter, that remains in the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't be poded. What you can do is move the Kedusha. In other words, the Kedusha will move along with the Bailus. Okay? So we have a construct, the that which we pointed out, the difference between Kedusha Shamayim and Kedushas B'nai Adam, that will help us understand the Maskana of Rav Ashi, according to both sides. Yeah? Okay. However, now let's move over to the Havamina of Rav Ashi. Havaminas also have to make sense. Otherwise, Rav Ashi wouldn't have said it. Again, in the Havamina, we say that everyone agrees that in Pre-Sheni, you have two options, Derech Mekach or Derech Chilul. But in pre-Rishon, there, we have a machlokas. Do we have one track or two tracks? So what do you say? What fits in, what could be very, very easily explained in the Havamina, and what's very difficult to explain? Right. In other words, in terms of the pre-Sheni, to say that we have two tracks, we already explained that, right? That we view it as a man-made Kedusha, and a man-made Kedusha is like Hekdesh, you have two tracks. However, now what we're saying is that on the pre-Rishon, even though we're dealing with a God-made Kedusha, with a Kedusha Min HaShemayim, Rav Yochanan says, we have two tracks, either Mekach or Chilul. How can you be Poda? How can you be Mechalel, that which you didn't create? How could Rav Yochanan fit into a pre-Rishon? Rav Yochanan agrees that a pre-Rishon, the Kedusha remains on the first fruit. You can't take the Kedusha off. It's a God-made Kedusha. So if you can't take it off because it's a God-made Kedusha, how can you transfer it via Chilul? Namely, that which we said was so obvious in the Maskana, that in pre-Rishon you could only use Mekach. Now, in the Havamina, we're saying that according to Rav Yochanan, in a pre-Rishon you could also use Pidyon, also use Chilul. What's going on over here? So here I'm going to have to revert to the language of the Rav, because otherwise I'm stuck. I'm not thrilled with the language, but we do find such distinctions within Shas. That there's a difference between a form and a content. Namely, that Rav Yochanan certainly agrees that Pidyon makes no sense in the terms of the content of Pidyon, in terms of the essence of Pidyon, makes no sense by Peirush Shviyas, the pre-Rishon. You can't be Poda that which God, it's like being Poda Shabbos. You know, I would say, it's not convenient for me this Shabbos to keep Shabbos, so this week I'm going to move Shabbos to Sunday. I'm going to be poda it to Sunday. That doesn't make sense. You can't do that. You know, if you want also to be shoves on Sunday on your own, okay, so don't do, you know, have an American Sunday. You know, you don't want to work. Okay, you don't have to work on Sunday. But you can't take Shabbos out of Shabbos. You know, so Rav Yochanan agrees that the content of Pidyon doesn't really apply to pre-Rishon. However, says Rav Yochanan, the only model that we have of transferring Kedusha within the Torah is Hekdesh. In Hekdesh, we have the model of how I can take that which is Kadosh and move the Kedusha to something else. And in Hekdesh, we have two tracks, Mekach and Pidyon. So once we say that Shviyas lends itself to expanding the Kedusha, to moving the Kedusha. So even though the content of Pidyon doesn't apply, but the form of Pidyon would still apply. Namely, that Rav Yochanan says that we have the world of Hekdesh. In the world of Hekdesh, we have two tracks. And so we're going to say that in the world of Shviyas, we also have two tracks. We have the track of Mekach, and we have the track of Pidyon. The content of Pidyon, the fact that HaPesh Asar HaPesh Shehitir, the fact that this was man-made and I'm moving it, that doesn't make sense by Shviyas. Okay, but you have a Maisa Pidyon. Namely, I don't have to necessarily pull the Kedusha along with the Mekach. I don't necessarily have to have a chalos in Choshen Mishpat in order to move the Iser. I can't remove the Iser from the Peirush Shviyas, but I can move it to the Pre-Sheni via Pidyon. In other words, I'll use Pidyon as a formal track rather than as having an inner content. And so Rav Yochanan says that we can that's his Hekesh. In other words, that since the Torah calls Shviyas Kodesh, Ma Kodesh Tofes Es Damav, Af Shviyas Tofes Es Dameha. That we have It's the parallel world in both, you know, in via both tracks. Ma kodesh bein derech mekach bein derech chigul, av shviyas bein derech mekach bein derech chigul. That once I know that the kedusha can be moved, so that we can use the two tracks of that we find behekdesh. And Rav Elazar says ma pitom. Ma pitom, in other words, that we need it. We need a heter. The heter is only the fact that in Choshen Mishpat we have the ability to change bailus, and the hektesh can accompany that change of bailus. But doing it unilaterally, saying on my own, I am moving the kedusha from A to B, even if it remains in A, to expand it to B on my own, ma pitom. By pre-sheni, which man had a hand in terms of moving that kedusha to the pre-sheni, there we can have two tracks. That can be similar to hekdesh, but not the pre-risha. Okay? So what we did was, what we tried to do, is start with the distinction between hekdesh and shvius, and use that distinction to explain the difference between a pre-rishon and a pre-sheni within Shvius, and then to understand the maskana of Rav Ashi and the machlokas Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan, which I think is very, very clear, and then go back to the Havamina, which is not as clear, but at least we have terminology. And so maybe that's why that's a Havamina, the other one's the maskana. In other words, that the Havamina was that we can view this as a machlokas within form, not in content. And the maskana is no, it's a machlokas in content, not in form. In other words, and then the machlokas and a pre-sheni was, do we view a pre-sheni as man-made, basically, or do we view a pre-sheni as min hashamayim, basically, just that man was able to manipulate it to a degree. Okay? Adkan in terms of shvius, relatively. Then, in other words, I pointed out, we have a Braisa, which is brought as a raya to Rav Yochanan. Tanya Kavase, and it was five lines from the bottom on Daf Memam at base. Tanya Kavase to Rav Yochanan. Again, the Chiddush of Yochanan is that Pidyon applies to Shvius. Tanya Kavase Rav Yochanan, Echad Shvius vi Echad Baiser Sheni mitchalalim al behema chayavav. The fact that the Braisa uses the phrase mitchalalim, as opposed to nikachim, being purchased, implies that we're dealing over here with a unilateral act of one individual. This one individual has his shvius or his meiser sheni, and he's putting that kedusha on a behema chaya va'of. That's the Tanya Kavasei de Rav Yochanan. However, within this braisa, we find the shita the chachamim that distinguish between shchutim and chayim, that even though lechora miikar hadin chilul works both in ma'aser sheni and in shvius, however we have an issue, we have a gzera on chayim shema yigadil behem adarim. Maybe you'll create flocks of ma'aser sheni. Maybe you'll create flocks of demei shvius, of kedusha shvius. What's wrong with having a flock of kedushas shvius?
Well, we already know Rashi said you can't get wealthy off of
You're not supposed to get wealthy off of Kedusha Shvius. And you're not supposed to maintain it after the Shas Habior. It was meant to be consumed. And it's hard to consume a flock. A flock is something that normally has a staying power. That's what Rashi points out by us. Let's look at the last three lines of Rashi. V'legabe Shvius, the problem with the flock is Ne'ne mehen lehit asher, v'atora amra lo ochon v'lo l'schora, ela lahafkir ulevayer b'shvius ad shelo tichle l'chaya min asada, huzman biur l'peros v'demeyim. There's a cutoff point that kedusha shvius has to be used for achila before a certain point in time, and therefore you have a problem with these flocks. Is there a chiddush in this Rashi? Something that, again, it's not a chiddush in Rashi, it's a chiddush in the Gemara, according to Rashi. There's something that we hadn't seen earlier. I mean, isn't this, you know, going just back to what we saw back in Rashi on the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tesem at Aleph, where he pointed out that Chayavin Lizbayer Hashvi is Henu Demeim Veloshi Asebehem Schoroso Lahatznia Laachar Shvius Ula Haashir. Isn't this going back to the whole world of Ein Mosrin Demei Shvius Lam Haaretz?
Well, he adds in Vidoy that you have to do his Vados.
The Lizvados is on the Meiser Sheni. That goes, in other words, Rashi is two parts. First part of Rashi deals with Meiser Sheni, and second part deals with Shvius. You see? In other words, lo yigadol bahem yashem datatam, until the word lezvados, that's meiser sheni. Then, ulgabe shvius, right, because the brisa deals with shvius and meiser sheni. We haven't learned meiser sheni yet. We're still in the world of shvius. No, what do you say?
Well, he mentions that you have to be mafkir it here, which he didn't say before, but also that it's achalot to kalal chay min asada, which he also didn't say in momentas.
I'm dealing more on the human plane. Up to now, we dealt with the world of mekach. We dealt with the world of mekach, namely. If you recall, we have an Am Haaretz who has a vineyard, and you want to buy some grapes from this Am Haaretz to eat or to make wine, and so we say you're allowed to buy only a little bit, only up to Demei Shalosh Sudos, because if you buy a lot, what are we afraid? What will the Am Haaretz do with the money?
He'll keep it.
He'll keep this money with Dusha Shvius, even post this amount of beer put in his piggy bank. And that's not what the May Shvius were meant for. Namely, that the whole world of the whole issue of Lo Lehit Asher is on the part of the Mocher. That the seller who is making money, he has to view that money. Or if he's doing bartering, he has to do whatever he's doing it in order that which he is receiving, he is going to use up during the Shemitah year as well. We never saw any Iser on the Lokeach, on the person who is receiving the produce. Here, we're talking about that the person who had, not the person who has the money, the person who has the produce, also we have an issue over here of shelo yit asher. We would have thought that shelo yit asher is only for the person receiving the money, only for the seller. The seller is receiving money. He shouldn't sell in order to become rich. But the mocher, right? The mocher, he's, in other words, he's not doing this to become rich. He's doing this to consume. So we would have thought maybe then there's no problem. In other words, he's doing it to consume. Maybe he would be allowed even to keep Adarim. It's going to be consumed. Kamash Malan. No. Even over here, we have an issue of Shaloyit Asher. Namely, that the concept of Shaloyit Asher is not only on the Mocher, it's also on the Lokeach. It's also on the person receiving. Yes?
Before it seemed like that reason Rashi was tied up.
Right.
Does that relate to, are we assuming that, like, how does that relate to the assumption here that, like, he's not an Am, like, the person is not an Am Haaretz?
So that's the whole thing. We pointed out someone who's not an Am Haaretz, even if he's on the receiving end, we're sure he's going to use it properly.
Right.
Right? So, in other words, but that's in terms of on the receiving end. In other words, I mean, on the receiving end, there would be no gzeros if you're not an Am Haaretz. But we see that on the other side, on the side of the lokeach, we're making a gzera, which is not totally in being an Am Haaretz, not being an Am Haaretz. Even the chaver, we say, has an isur to put it on a davar chai, shema ya'aseh adarim. Namely, we're concerned with the issue of lit asher, not distinguishing between a chaver and an Am Haaretz.
And why the chilek between receiving and...
Because when we're dealing with receiving, when we're dealing with receiving, we're dealing with money. We're dealing with the money. So, and then the kind of read the Yetzirah of the Am Haaretz would be, you know, it's to keep the money. You know, and he would know that if we're dealing with foods, he would eat the food. But money, a person has the Yetzirah to stash away. Masha'inkan, on the part of the mocher, we're not dealing with money at all. In other words, so we have a chiddush that becholzo, we have a gzeira on the part of the mocher, not to be marbe lehit asher. Why? In other words, what is this, the psychology? Why did Chazal? It's a good question. Why? But Chazal clearly distinguished. That's what. That's clear that we have over here a distinction. Why over here by the mocher would we say that even the chaver, we would have such a gzeira that shema yaaseh adarim? Maybe he would think that. That there's no issue of being mit asher in terms of metaltalim. Mit asher is only in terms of money. So he would think there's no problem. Good question. Okay, but that's, you know, clear from the Gemara that we have over here a new level of gezeira. Okay, but now, Birshutchem, let's just move over to Ma'aser Sheni for the rest of the shiur. Okay? What do we know about Ma'aser Sheni? What do we know about Ma'aser Sheni?
Mitzvah in Yerushalayim. In other words, money.
That we have two parashas about Ma'aser Sheni in the Torah. One in Parashas Re'eh, and one later on in Parashas Kisava. We have two parashas of Ma'aser Sheni. That we have one parasha that you have to be mafrish Ma'aser Sheni, and that if you live far from Yerushalayim, what are you supposed to do with Ma'aser Sheni?
You're supposed to bring
to Yerushalayim. To Yerushalayim and eat it there. What heter does the Torah give?
You can do pidyon if it's too
you
much.
Can v'tzarta hakesef biyadcha. You can transfer the kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni to money, take the money to Yerushalayim, and there Yerushalayim buy edible goods or korbanos and eat them in Yerushalayim. What if you transfer the Ma'aser Sheni to money and you still have the money in your house waiting to go to Yerushalayim? What cutoff point do we have?
At the end of the third year.
We have a din of Bior Maisros. At the end of the third year, you have to get rid of all of the Truma and Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, anything you made in your house, the Truma, right? You give the Truma to the Kohen, give the Maiser Rishon to the Levi, and the Maiser Sheni you have to take to Yerushalayim. And if not, what do you do? You have to destroy it. You have to destroy it, correct? When is the time of Bior Maisros? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say by us? Shema Yegadol Mehem, Yashem Etzlo, we're afraid they'll keep Legadol Vlados, Nimtza Mashe Maasrosav, that he would postpone giving his Maaser, Vatora Amra, Shana Shana V'achalta, V'im Shoha Rishona V'shnia, Chayav B'shlishis Levayer Kol Maasrosav, B'sof Shana Shlishis Min Habayis, Ulehisvados. What does it appear from Rashi? When during the course of the year do you is this mitzvah of Bior Maisros done? And then your misvada biarti hakodesh ben habayis v'gam nisativ v'chule v'chule. When is this done?
The end of the third year.
The end of the third year. What's the end of the third year? Elul generally. However, over here the Torah spoke about miktzei Shalosh Shanim, which would imply that we're dealing with a regel. So which regel is at the end of the 3 years?
Is it Pesach?
The end of the third year would be
sure.
The end would be Sukkot. Namely that the Sukkot at the beginning, at the end of the third year, beginning of the fourth year, that's when you do Bir Masros. That's what Rashi says over here. Hu Hadin in Dvarim Yudalit, I quote it for you. Bo v'lamad shim hisha masros shana rishona v'shnia l'shmita yiva'arenu min habayis b'shlishis. However, Rashi, that, you know, simply that we know as Alach L'maisa, is the Rashi Kisavo, Kischal la'asir kol ma'asir tuas chabas shana shlishis, kishetigmar la'hafrish ma'asir shana shlishis, kavas man habir v'havidui b'erev ha'pesach shel shana revius. Sheneemar, mikseh shalosh hanem totzi, neemar kan miketz neralhan v'miketz, linyan hakel, ma la'halan regel afkan regel, ima la'halan chagas sukos afkan chagas sukos, tamod lomar, kisachal la'asir. Ma'asro shoshana shlishis, regel shaha ma'asros kolin bo, ze pesach. Harbe ilonos yesh, nekote machara sukos, nimtzeis ma'asro shlishis, kolin be pesach shal revius. Kol mi shoshoha ma'asros of etzricha kosel of arum and abayis. Namely, we have Rashi in Re'ei, and Rashi by us speak about the end of shana shlishis. Doesn't say, right. No, it's just that he speaks about the fact that miketz implies a regel, right? Linyan hakel. Hakel is a regel. Ma'ala hanla regel, afkan regel. Okay? So a regel that would be at the end of the Shana Shlishis, Chorei Bisukis. Pesach is nowhere near the end of the Shana Shlishis. Pesach is smack in the middle of the Shana Revius. It's in the Rishimos, the Rav wanted to say that really, Elu ve'elu. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, Yud Aleph Ches, Ketzad hu Ose, Im Nishar Etzlo Trumo, Trumas Ma'aser, Nosno LaKohen, Ma'aser Rishon, Nosno LaLevi, Ma'aser Ani, Nosno LaAniyim. What would we expect the Rambam would say by Ma'aser Sheni? What would be parallel to Nosno LaKohen, Nosno LaLevi, Nosno LaAniyim? What does Rambam say? Nishiru etzlo peros ma'aser sheni shalvadai oneta ravai oma'os b'diyosan harezim mevaron umashlich hayam o soref. So over here we can have an elu ve'elu, that if you're left with ma'aser sheni on Sukkis at the beginning of the end of the third year, what do? Take it to Yerushalayim and eat. If you left with Ma'aser Sheni by Pesach, what do?
You
got to get rid of it. Namely, that we have over here two stages. The stage of L'mitzvasan, and then there's the stage of Bir. So the stage of L'mitzvasan, that's at the end of the third year. The stage of, in other words, when he speaks about V'chayev b'shlishis levayer kol ma'asros of b'sof shana shlishis min habayis, that levayer means to do the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah of giving to the Kohen, do the mitzvah of giving to the Levi, do the mitzvah of giving to the Ani, do the mitzvah of taking it to Yerushalayim and eating it there. However, if you're ready, you got to Pesach of the fourth year, and you still have there no alternative but u'mevaron u'mashlich hayam osorif. Okay? So it could have an elu ve'elu in terms of these two parashios. Now, that's point number one. So we have the time of Bir. We have a Bir kemitzvasan on Sukkis of the end of the third year. We have a Bir of Kilui, of destruction, when we get to the Pesach of the fourth year. Comes along Rashi and wants to teach us that we have these cutoff points. And because we have the cutoff points, therefore, we have Gzeira Sheme Yigadil Behen Adarim. So Rashi says, Yashem Etzel Legadil Vlados, V'nimtza Mashem Asrosav, V'hatora Amra. What parsha would you bring, what psukim would you bring to tell us that we have a cutoff point? Look at these three parshios that we have. We have Dvarim Yudalid Kaf Beis Kaf Gimel, Dvarim Yudalid Kaf Ches Kaf Tes. Let's say even for those two, in Dvarim Yudalet, Kaf Beis, Kaf Gimel, Dvarim Yudalet, Kaf Ches, Kaf Tes. Which of these would you bring to say that we have a cutoff point?
Kaf Ches, Kaf Tes.
Baruch Kaf Ches, Kaf Tes, Mikzei Shalosh Shanim, Totzi Et Ma'asar Tfuascha. That's where Rashi said on the top, Bavolamech, Imhishem, Asrus, Shana Rishon, Rishnil, Shmita, Yevarim, and Abayis Bishlishis. Right? The Pasuk, Kaf Chet and Kaf Tet, are talking about the world of Bir Masros. That's what Rashi, by us, is trying to prove. Right? But what does Rashi quote? Rashi quotes, Aser ta Aser is called to Azarach Yosef Asodesh Shana Shana, Vachaltof Nehashem Elokecha Bamakom Ashi Yivkar, Lushakain Shimosha Masar Degan Chati Roshchavi Yitzarecha, Becharos Bekarcha Lamantu Madli Yirat Shem Elokecha Kohayamim. So you take the last two words of Pasuk Kaf Beis, and the first word of Pasuk Kaf Gimel, and what do you get? Shana Shana Vachalta. You have to eat year by year. That this is the source that we have a cutoff point. Because you have to eat year by year. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Why in the world is Rashi quoting Pasuk Kaf Beis Kaf Gimel, Shana Shana V'Achalta, as opposed to quoting the Pasuk of Mikzei Shalosh Shanim? That's what, again, what does Rashi want to prove? He wants to say that we have a cutoff point. And because we have a cutoff point, we have a gzera shema yigadol bahem. But Rashi doesn't get involved. But Rashi says that we have, before we get to shnas habiur, before we get to the third year, we have a mitzvah of eating shana shana. Is there really such a mitzvah of eating shana shana? You're not allowed to just, you know, or to keep it until the third year and then eat it all at once? So if we look further in the Torah, in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yutes Ruchav, Kol HaBachor Asher Yivoleh BeBekarcha UVetzoncha HaZachar, Takdish Hashem Elokecha. We have a mitzvah of being mafrish, a bechor. And then the Torah tells us, Lo Savo BeBechor Shorecha, Lo Tagoz Bechor Tzonecha. It has an inner kedusha. You're not allowed to shear it and get hanoah from its wool. You're not allowed to drink its milk. You're not allowed to work it. Lifnei Hashem Elokecha tochlenu shana b'shana b'makom ashi yivchar Hashem ata uveisecha. So what do we have? That same phrase that we saw by Meiser, right? V'achalta lifnei shana shana v'achalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'makom ashi yivchar l'shaken shemo. We have over here tochlenu shana shana b'makom ashi yivchar Hashem ata uveisecha. That in Bechor, we really have a halacha that you're supposed to eat the Bechor within the first year. Every year, you're supposed to eat the Bechor within the first year. What drasha is Rashi making? Just like in Bechor, you're supposed to eat it year by year, so also,
by Meiser.
Meiser Sheni, you're supposed to eat it year by year. Is there any connection between Bechor and Meiser Sheni? That we're going, and that's what Rashi is doing, no? Yishem etzel gadol vados nimsa mashem maasrosav v'atora amra shana shana v'achalta. That just like in Bechor, we have this din of shana shana v'achalta, right? B'makom ashiyivchar Hashem. So also in Meiser, we have this din of shana shana v'achalta b'makom ashiyivchar Hashem. Where did Rashi come to this? I mean, if I were to be Rashi, I would have simply brought the Easter of waiting 3 years. How did Rashi know that there is a connection between Bechor and Meiser? The same question we can ask on the Rambam. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Halcha Yudalid. Meiser Sheni, Hoil v'ta'un havo asmakom, ein nevi'in oso michutz la'aretz, ki Bechor behema. That just like we have a din that in Bechor Behema, even though there's Kedushas Bechorah, even in Chutz La'aretz, it's not a mitzvah Tuya Ba'aretz, but you don't bring from to Yerushalayim. So also, Meiser Sheni, in Chutz La'aretz, you don't bring from Yerushalayim. What kind of Meiser Sheni do we have in Chutz La'aretz? L'fikach l'chivu l'hafrish Meiser Sheni b'Surya. That we have this area called Surya, which legabe mitzvah satruyos ba'aretz, we view midrabanan as being chayav. This is called kibush yachid. Surya is kibush yachid. So midrabanan, we say that Surya is chayav in mitzvah satuyas ba'aretz, but not in ma'aser sheni. Why? Because ma'aser sheni is like bechor, and bechor we don't bring from chutz la'aretz. So ma'aser sheni we also don't bring from chutz la'aretz. Where is all this coming from? Namely, we have Rashi who says, just like Bechor has a din of Shana B'Shana, so also Ma'aser Sheni has a din of Shana B'Shana. We have a Rambam who says, just like Bechor has a din that you don't bring from Chutz La'aretz, so also Ma'aser Sheni you don't bring from Chutz La'aretz. Where is all this coming from? So here we have a Gemara in Tmura, which is quoted by Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim raises the question that the Ravid asks on this Rambam, and Reb Chaim gives us a very, very beautiful understanding of the, according to the Rambam, and we'll say also Lechora, according to Rashi, a parallelism between Bechor and Ma'aser Sheni. So let's learn the Reb Chaim together, B'Yishutchem. Okay? Tzarech Iyun asks Reb Chaim, Hare Adaraba, Bechor hu diyaglof mi ma'aser sheni, deheno ba michutz la'aretz, kemavur b'tmura, daf kaf aleph. In Hachinami, there is a Gemara that links ma'aser sheni to Bechor, but in the opposite direction, that namely, that since there is no din of ma'aser sheni in chutz la'aretz, so therefore, Bechor, where we have also the same din of Shana B'Shana B'chol M'makom Ashiyiv Yavil M'makom Ashiyiv Char Hashem, so there's no din of bringing a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz. Namely, that we're learning from Ma'aser Sheni to Bechor. But where do we see that you're learning from Bechor to Ma'aser Sheni? That just like there's no Bechor in Chutz La'aretz, so also there's no Ma'aser Sheni in Surya. Where did that come from? In other words, the Gemara says that since there's no Ma'aser Sheni in Iceland, since there's no Ma'aser Sheni in Borough Park, so there's no Ma'aser Sheni, so there's no Bechor in Iceland and in Borough Park. But where do we see from the fact that there's no din of bringing a Bechor from Iceland and Borough Park, therefore you shouldn't bring Ma'aser Sheni from Surya? All the dinim of Mitzvah Satuyas Ba'aretz apply to Surya, Midrabanan. That's the Ravid's question. Okay, so that on this the Reb Chaim wants to explain v'nira sheshnei dinim hem acharei di'alfinan b'chor mima'aser sheni deino ba mechutz la'aretz nischadesh din mesuyam b'bechor chutz la'aretz deino bar hava'a mechutz la'aretz shuv iskash gam ma'aser sheni l'bechor de ma'aser sheni shel chutz la'aretz Eino bar hava'a. And in other words, that the Reb Chaim begins with the end, unfortunately, but then he goes back to the beginning. Nimtza, and we'll start at the beginning and then move to the end, okay? Nimtza d'shnei dinim heim b'ma'aser sheni. That we have to understand that in ma'aser sheni, it goes far beyond our normal understanding of ma'aser sheni. If I were to ask you, categorize ma'aser sheni, under what category we put ma'aser sheni? What kind of mitzvah is it? It's a mitzvah truya ba'aretz, right? That we have this category of truma, ma'aser rishon, ma'aser ani, shmita, yovel. All of these are dinim hatruyim ba'aretz. Ma'aser sheni is in this world of mitzvah hatruyos ba'aretz. He says that's one. Chada de'eno nohe klal ma'aser sheni b'chutz la'aretz sherehu mitzvah hatruyos ba'aretz. Einohagos ela ba'aretz. That just as there's no truma, there's no ma'aser rishon, there's no ma'aser ani, there's no shmita, there's no yovel in Iceland and Borough Park, so also there's no ma'aser sheni in Iceland and Borough Park. That is obvious. But then ma'aser sheni has a second halacha. Od, afilu im hayinu motzim ma'aser sheni shel chutz la'aretz. Even if we find a hechatimtza of ma'aser sheni in chutz la'aretz, And we'll see in a moment what that hechatim so could be. Havi hadin de eno bar hava'a michutz la'aretz kibachor. That we have over here, that Maaser Sheni has a second halacha. The second halacha of Maaser Sheni is that we have a chiyuv of hava'as makom. We have a chiyuv of bringing Maaser Sheni to the Beis HaMikdash. Like what? What other things are brought to the Beis HaMikdash? Like a korban. Like a korban. Namely, that Maaser Sheni has tzvei dinim. A, it's a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, like truma, maaser, v'chulei, v'chulei, and therefore doesn't apply to chutz la'aretz. B, even if there were to be maaser sheni in chutz la'aretz, we have a second halacha that it's like a korban, that there's a din of hava'as makom, and there's no din of hava'as makom from chutz la'aretz. Namely, chutz la'aretz is mufka from mitzvah hatluyas ba'aretz. Chutz la'aretz is mufka from hava'as makom. How do you know that chutz la'aretz is mufka from hava'as makom? That's going back to the Gemara in Tmura. The Gemara in Tmura learns that just like Maaser Sheni doesn't come from chutz la'aretz, so also Bechor doesn't come from chutz la'aretz. And we have a hekesh that Maaser Sheni is just like Bechor. Right, that were we to have a Maaser Sheni of Chutz La'aretz, we couldn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Namely, that the connection between Maaser Sheni and Bechor is not in terms of the world of Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz. It's in terms of the world of Hava'as Makom. Okay, again, by Maaser Sheni we have Tzvei Dinim. It's compared to Truma, Maaser Rishon, Shmita, and Yovel in terms of the fact that Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz. And it's compared to Bechor in terms of the fact that it has a mitzvah of Hava'as Makom. That's what the Torah tells us by Bechor. Ufnei Hashem Elokecha tochlenu shana b'shana b'makom asher yivchar Hashem. And Hu Hadin Maaser Sheni has this din of shana b'shana b'makom asher yivchar Hashem. Okay, so now we have a nafgamina that the Rambam finds. Where do we find Maaser Sheni in Chutz La'aretz? We just pointed out, isn't it a mitzvah truya ba'aretz? Don't we? There's no truma in Iceland. There's no truma in Borough Park. But where is there truma?
Syria.
In Syria, there's truma, right? So we find Maaser. We have a havamina. There be Maaser Sheni in Chutz La'aretz. Namely, mitzvah satruyos ba'aretz. They apply to Syria. But what is Rambam teaching us? Why is there no, you know, it's that what? Why is there no Maaser Sheni in Chutz La'aretz?
Because there's no Hava'as Makom.
Because it's like a Bechor. Because it's like a Bechor. And we have this din of Hava'as Makom. And there's no din of Hava'as Makom from Chutz La'aretz, including Surya. Namely, that we're learning from Bechor to the second din of Maaser Sheni. So now let's look back at the Rambam. Maaser Sheni hoil v'ta'un hava'as makom, that aside from the fact that Maaser Sheni is a mitzvah truya ba'aretz, it's also totally hava'as makom, like a korban, ein mivin osa mechutz la'aretz kibachor behema, like we saw in the Gemara in Tmura. Lefikach meinaf gemina, you never have Maaser Sheni in chutz la'aretz, lefikach lochiyuvu lahafrish Maaser Sheni besuria, because there's no din of Hava'as Makom. There is a din in Surya of Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz, but there's no din of Hava'as Makom. Okay. A. Another nafkamina is a very, very, very famous Rambam in terms of Neta Revai. That we paskin, there's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, it's quoted in the beginning of Ketzah Nevarchim, that there's a din of Orla even in Chutz La'aretz. That even the Torah tells us by Orla, Kisavo Ela Aretz Unetatem Kol Eitz, right? In Parshas Kedoshim, that you have to wait 3 years. Ken, it's mashma, it's only Ba'artzachem. Kisavo Ba'artzachem. We have Halacha Moshe Misinai, that even in Chutz La'aretz is a din of Orla. Okay? I mean, if a Jew has a fruit tree in Chutz La'aretz, he's supposed to wait 3 years before eating. How then do we go to the store in Chutz La'aretz and buy apples? in the Eretz Yisrael, there are Orla charts. How do you go in Chutz Laretz? Because most apples in Chutz are grown by whom?
Goyim.
By Goyim. Okay. And so in Chutz Laretz, we don't have the sensitivity to Orla, but the din of Orla applies even in Chutz Laretz. Okay, so let's say we have a Jew. He lives in the Five Towns. He has an Esrog tree in his backyard. So the Esrogim of the first 3 years are Orla. What about the fourth year? In Eretz Yisrael, what would he do with the fourth year? You bring it, that's Netar Avah, you bring it to Yerushalayim. What about in Chutz La'aretz? So Tosa says, once there's Orla in Chutz La'aretz, there's also Netar Avah in Chutz La'aretz. However, look at the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, right after the Reb Chaim, Perek Yud Alecha Tesvav. Yeroi Elis, as the Rambam Pisvara, Ein din Netar Avah, no geg b'Chutz La'aretz. Ela Ochel Peros Shana Revius, Belo Pidyon Klal. Lo amru ela ha orla. Orla applies to Chutz La'aretz, not Netar Avah. Tosa says, what are you talking about? Isn't it a package deal? Right? I mean, if you have 3 years of orla, the fourth year is Netar Avah, and the final year, the fifth year, is you eat it. Isn't it a package deal? So the Rambam learns it out from a Kal Vachomer. Kal Vachomer hadvarim. Ma surya shi chayevet b'ma'asros u'b'shviyas min divreihem. Eina chayevet b'neta revai, k'mo shi'z bo'er b'hilchos ma'aser sheni, chutz la'aretz lo kol shekein shlo yehei neta revai no higbo. No. You tell me. Why, according to Rambam, is there no neta revai in chutz la'aretz? He says, because there's no neta revai in Surya. Why is there no Netar Avah in Surya?
Because there's no din of Havas Makom.
Because Netar Avah has a din of Havas Makom. Namely, this is the Rambam Lashitaso. In other words, that which has a din of Havas Makom does not apply to Chutz Laretz, doesn't apply to Surya, and Kal Vachomer to the rest of Chutz Laretz. Where do we find the din of Havas Makom? By Bechor, by Maaser Sheni, and by Netar Avah. Okay. Now we can understand our Rashi. What is our Rashi telling us? That we find the din of Shana B'Shana by Bechor. Therefore, what does Rashi say? Where else are we going to find the din of Shana B'Shana? Why? Because what is Shana B'Shana V'Achalta? What does that mean? Translated into a concept. What do you need Shana B'Shana? Eat it where?
In Yerushalayim, Havas Makom.
So we have over here another din of Havas Makom. Namely, we have one din that Havas Makom doesn't apply to Chutz La'aretz. Doesn't apply to Chutz La'aretz by Bechor, doesn't apply to Chutz La'aretz by Maaser Sheni. That's the Gemara in Temura. We're going out one from the other. There's no din of Havas Makom from Chutz La'aretz. Comes on the Rambam in Hilchos. Makos Surah tells us also Netar Avah won't apply in Chutz La'aretz. It's also a din of Havas Makom. Those are all negatives. But what positive halacha do we have in terms of Havas Makom? When you're in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael there is a din of Havas Makom, what does Havas Makom obligate the individual? Shana v'shana. Every year there's a din of Havas Makom. You can't postpone Havas Makom. It's supposed to be eaten Shana Shana. What if you b'dieva did postpone it? So then, by Meiser, we have a din of Bior Masros. But Rashi over here is pointing out that Lo Yigadlenu Eder Eder, because you're not supposed to postpone. Forget about Bior Masros. That's going to be the third year. Even before that, we have a din of Shana B'Shana, namely that Havas Makom brings us into a whole world in which Meiser Sheni and Korbanos have a parallel structure, in which we have a parallel structure between Bechor and between Maaser Sheni. The parallel structure knocks them all out from Chutz La'aretz, and there we can bring in also Netar Avah, and the parallel structure creates a chiyuv of Havas Makom of Shana B'Shana. Okay? So, Achron Chaviv, now let's get back to the Tosvos, Alachayin Ein Mischalalin. Okay, Tosos was bothered that we have a din of Vitzarta HaKesef Biyadcha. You're allowed to take Peros of Meiser Sheni and transfer the Kedusha to what? Vitzarta HaKesef Biyadcha? To money. And take that money to Yerushalayim and to buy food. However, Totus is Medayek from the Gemara in Hazov and Perek Mem Dalet Amud Beis V'Tema. A smack in the middle of Tosfos. The Beresh Hazohav Mashma, Bein Lebe Shammai, Bein Lebe Silel. Be Shammai and Be Silel have a machokas. Okay, I transferred the Kedusha to money. Can I now change that money for different money? Can I move from silver to gold? Can I move from gold to silver? What do we define as money? What do we define as peros? All sorts of issues of currency. Everyone over there agrees, Bein Lebe Shammai, Bein Besilel, the Tiva Apera Lo Mechalalina. You can't take the money of Mais Sheni and in Chutz La'aretz buy Peros. You're supposed to take the money to Yerushalayim and buy Peros. You're not supposed to buy Peros in Chutz La'aretz. So what in the world is going on in our Sugya where it speaks about taking the money of Mais Sheni and buying and putting it on Chaya Behema, Mischalulin al Behema Chaya Va'of. Doesn't the Gemara in Baba Metzia Mashma that you can't do that? Why over here does it appear that it's not a problem? Maybe it's a problem by Chayim, but it's not a problem by Mesim. So what does Tosis answer? V'yeshlomar dehocha mayri al menas l'ha'aloso l'ochlo b'Yerushalayim. The b'prukta hi b'Yerushalmi yesha oser afilu al menas l'ha'aloso v'chule. Namely, the question is, certainly I can take the money to Yerushalayim and buy food there. Can I buy food in Chutz La'aretz and to eat in Chutz La'aretz? Certainly oser. To buy food, and then with that food to go ahead and move that food to money, that we can't do. But what about to buy food in Chutzla, in out of Yerushalayim, and bring it into Yerushalayim? Let's say, for example, someone's selling raisins, right? So maybe I'll buy raisins, and I can buy raisins in Bnei Brak, and bring the raisins to Yerushalayim. Nothing is going to happen to them. They're not going to get ruined. So that is what our Gemara says is permitted. Namely, that we have over here an individual who wants to bring it up to Yerushalayim. What would be the heter? What would be the heter? To, in other words, what is the chiyuv of Ma'is Sheni we're speaking about over here?
Havas
makom. So as long as I'm planning to bring it to Yerushalayim, that is going to be fine. Comes along the Rambam, and he codifies this. With a knetch. I sent you to Rambam halachos perik dalet halachos aleph through hay. In halacha, okay, I was afraid I wouldn't have enough room for the sefer hashmita, so I left out the others. But just to go back to the Rambam hilchos Meiser Sheni, Perek Dalid. Harotza lip alacha aleph. Harotza liftos peros maasir sheni poda osam bidemehen. Right. Vetzarta kesabiyot. Kol mehare maos ha'elu tachas ha'peros ha'elu o peros ha'lo mecholalos ha'maos ha'elu. Okay, that's aleph, and that he quotes the pasuk shenemar kibem chahaderech lo suchalosais. That's alacha aleph. V'chein halacha beis. What does the Rambam point out in halacha beis? Im ratza lechalo peros meiser al peros acheros. This is what Tosfos and our Gemara are talking about. Ya'alu haperos hashnios yochab Yerushalayim. This is the din that of our Gemara, right? Peros al peros. Halacha gimel. There's a difference between aleph and beis. Hapodim ma'aser sheni. If you're taking the track of being poda on money, mevarech asher kishamisovetivano al pidyon maaser sheni, im chilolon al peros acherim, Mevarech al chilul ma'aser sheni. Namely, what is the Rambam over here distinguishing? That we have these, in other words, even though in our sugya it appears that pidyon and chilul are one and the same, right? That, in other words, by hekdesh, the Gemara is sort of using interchangeably the words of pidyon and chilul. Rambam says that these are two different concepts. When you're taking ma'aser sheni and you are moving the kedusha to money, what do we call that? Pidyon. That's ze tachat ze. That's redeeming. When you're taking the ma'aser sheni and you're moving the kedusha to other fruits, what do we call that? Chilul. What is chilul? What are we moving? Not just the kedusha, not... We're moving, what are we moving?
The
chiv of us makom. Excellent, right. In other words, that the chilul is a replacement. The pidyon, we are simply taking the kedusha, but we're not being mekayim the mitzvah of us makom with money. The havas makom is the fruits we're going to buy with the money. That is the mitzvah of the heve, in other words, of going to Beis Hashem Elokecha v'achalta sham. So we have over here these two concepts. We have the concept of pidyon, of simply taking the kedusha, putting it temporarily on coins, and on that one makes a bracha. And then we have the chilul, which is transferring the mitzvah of havas makom from fruit A to fruit B. And that's what Tosis points out is the tahalich, is the process that we see in our sugya. Adkan. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So we move back to Arba Minim. Okay. To the world of Zecher LaMikdash. B'li Neder, we'll see from on Wednesday from Mishnah to Mishnah, Mem Aleph Amid Aleph to Mem Aleph Amid Beis. In the meantime, look at Gemara Rashi and Tosfos, and I'll give you a page where I'm coming B'li Neder yet today. Okay, so you'll be able to prepare for tomorrow. So Wednesday, I may be just a few minutes late for Shir. There's a Yom Iyun for women and men, women in the morning, men in the afternoon. I have to give a bit of an introduction. So my schedule is 9 to 9.15 to give an introduction and then to come up here. So I won't give an introduction more than 15 minutes. But if I don't start at 9, start at 9.05, then I'll be here at 9.20. Okay? So I plan to be here, but I apologize, Mirosh. They may be a few minutes late.